This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello everyone, my name is Nishant and I welcome you all to this edition of Early on D Street, powered by Money Control. Today I'll take you through all the factors and stocks that'll move markets on Monday, that is 18th of November. Last week, the Indian market remained volatile and closed flat. BSE Sensex rose 0.08% while the Nifty fell 0.11% for the week ended November 15. The Indian market remained volatile throughout the week, largely weighed down by muted results from India Inc. as well as weak economic data on inflation and IIP. Moody's downgrade of the rating outlook to negative from stable also strengthened the bearish outlook. The broader market witnessed a mixed trend where the S&P BSE Midcap Index was up by 0.28%, while the S&P BSE Small Cap Index fell 1.1% in the past four trading days. But as many as 33 stocks in the small cap space bucked the trend. These include HG Infra, Steel Exchange, Rochelle Decor, Manpasand Beverages, Punch Lloyd and Dixon Technologies, among others. On the macro front, India's trade deficit narrowed to $11.01 billion in October from $18 billion a year ago, helped by lower oil imports. Foreign exchange reserves continued their upward march, surging $1.7 billion to touch a new high of $447.81 billion in the week to November 8, according to weekly data released by the Reserve Bank. The rupee appreciated by 18 paise to close at 71.78 against the American currency on Friday, extending gains for a second day on the back of easing crude oil prices and positive trends in equity markets. On the institutional front, FPIs were net sellers in Indian markets for rupees 1,008 crore, while the DIIs were net buyers to the tune of rupees 537 crore, provisional data showed. Now let's talk about the big news of the last week. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman on November 15 said the government intends to address the concerns of the crisis-ridden telecom companies, which are facing billions of dollars of fresh statutory liability following a recent Supreme Court ruling. Debt-ridden telecom operator Vodafone Idea on November 15 said it is exploring to monetize data centers as part of the company's debt reduction plans. According to data from Morningstar India, 36 mutual fund schemes had exposure to the corporate bonds of Vodafone Idea to the tune of rupees 3,376 crore as on October 31. Now let's take a look what technical indicators are saying about the market. Nifty 50 registered a bearish reversal formation called Gravestone Doji, in which open, close and low of a candle are equal or similar. Friday's intraday sell-off with long upper shadow from the highs of 11,973 is clearly suggesting lack of conviction on the part of bulls at higher levels. If Nifty slips below 11,891 levels on Monday, then it should head towards 11,802 to 11,700 levels. Traders are advised to remain neutral on the long side, whereas intraday traders can create fresh shorts below 11,891 and look for a target of 11,800, suggest experts. Three important levels to watch out for on Monday are 11,879, 11,973, and 12,034. Moving to the stocks that are in news, foreign brokerage firm Nomura Singapore picked up 950,000 shares of Eris Life Sciences at the price of Rs. 410 per share through a bulk deal on BSE on November 15. Telecom operator Tata Teleservices Maharashtra on November 15 posted a loss of Rs. 2,335 crore on account of provisioning for liabilities after the Supreme Court ruling on statutory dues. Direct-to-home operator Dish TV India Limited has reported a consolidated net loss of Rs. 96.37 crore for the quarter ended on September 30, 2019. The SL Group firm had reported a net profit of Rs. 19.73 crore in the July-September quarter a year ago. Direct-to-home operator Dish TV India Limited has reported a consolidated net loss of Rs. 96.3 crore for the quarter ended on September 30, 2019. The SL Group firm had reported a net profit of Rs. 19.73 crore in the July-September quarter a year ago, Dish TV said in a BSE filing. To make your day more profitable, we spoke to Religare Broking and they have given three buy recommendations. The first one is Tata Chemicals with a target price of Rs. 670 and stop loss at Rs. 624. It has an upside potential of 5% and the initiation range is rupees 635 and 640. Second is HDFC with a target price of rupees 2280 and stop loss is rupees 2180. Upside potential is 2% for the stock while the initiation range is rupees 2210 to rupees 2215. And the third one is Power Finance Corporation with a target price of rupees 118 and stop loss is rupees 107. Upside potential for this stock is 6% and initiation range is rupees 110 to 112. Remember, all the three stocks mentioned are not intraday trading ideas but more of positional plays. We advise you to check with your financial advisor before you initiate any position based on these recommendations. That's all for now. Do visit moneycontrol.com where you find lots of stock recommendations and investment tips as well. Thank you for listening.
And now a word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at rupees 599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The offer is available on Android and the web.